Welcome into the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Wednesday, October 27th. I'm Brent Barnett. I'm talking this morning with Jim McCormick, Branch Manager at Ag Market Net. Jim, let's take a look at the overnight trade. What are we seeing here this morning?
We're seeing a little bit of weakness across the board, probably a little bit of a short-term correction in an overall kind of higher trending market as the harvest winds down. Technically, the corn market failed to take out the 100-day and close above it yesterday. Beans tried to make a nice move yesterday, but really couldn't take out the previous week's highs. And wheat did the same thing. The wheat market kind of surged, got to the October highs, but kind of failed here the last couple of days. So that seems to be inducing a little into the month profit taking.
Where does inflation fit into the equation here?
Where's inflation? What inflation does pretty much will start maybe continue to drive some money back into the market, but it's also going to make things more expensive, which is going to be a little bit of a challenge. And what I mean by that is if the wheat market was quite a bit higher yesterday and it all faltered back late in the trading yesterday, people might have wondered what happened. Well, a lot of people are pointing out, Brent, is that there was reports that some nations out of North Africa as well as the Middle East are having a hard time paying for the wheat they're buying right now. So this food inflation, as the price is getting higher, it makes it more and more harder for people to pay for food, which is kind of negative. But on the other side of the equation, if you are fearful of inflation, which means you're fearful of prices going higher, that tends to drive money to the commodity market and maybe induce some of the buying from people who have it. And we are seeing that particularly in China right now. There's reports that China bought at least 6 cargoes of beans out of the PNW, and the high end is as high as 15. So the Chinese have come in and started getting a little bit more aggressive on the buying, as maybe they're saying, hey, I need to get it bought now, because if I'm fearful of inflation, it's just going to cost more tomorrow.
Inflation is definitely something farmers here in Iowa are paying attention to. So I guess, Jim, do you have any advice on, you know, how growers could try to hedge against inflation?
Well, it gets very hard to actually hedge against your inflationary costs. I mean, inflation, like I said, is there. What you can do, the hard part is seeing, like, fertilizer. You've seen an inflationary push. The market has exploded higher in fertilizer. How do you do it? You try to lock it in, but right now it is out of the equation. It's just a situation that we're going to fight. I do think inflation will eventually tame itself, but it is going to take time. The reality is the world is out of balance right now. We went from a just-in-time economy that was working perfect. We shut the economy down. We're bringing it back up. And the reality is it's kind of like when you lock down, when you kind of do a hard reboot of a computer, Brent. Essentially, you unplug your computer and you bring it back up. It takes a little bit to bring up Windows. Then you got to bring up maybe your Outlook program. Then you maybe want to bring up Google. It takes time. And that's what's going on in the world economy. And with these shortages and all that, you get price inflation simply because if you can't get your hands on it or there's a short supply, people are raising the prices. Eventually, that will get back into balance. The question is when, and that could unfortunately take longer than what anybody wants.
Jim, as we speak and record this morning, we're once again getting widespread thunder showers across central Iowa. How does weather play into the markets here of late?
Well, right now, I think the big problem here, especially in the eastern corn, but where I'm at here outside of Chicago, is it is really delaying harvest. There's a lot of grain out to be done. Now you've got a problem of bean quality. You're hearing a lot of bean shattering on the field at this point in time. We had a problem here in parts of Illinois where we had the disease pressure was so bad, the corn was going down. The producers are gathering the corn instead of the beans. Now we got up to 4 inches of rain on those beans over the weekend. We've got more rain coming. The rain you're getting in Iowa, we're going to get here on Thursday. It's just going to be a problem. So what we're seeing, the basis maybe firm up a little bit in certain locations as end users are trying to pull this grain to market. And we're not getting that flow. So the weather's actually maybe a little bit positive to the prices, at least near term.
Let's look internationally real quick as well. South America, we're hearing developments of very fast planting progress in both Brazil and Argentina. Is that kind of what you're hearing as well, Jim?
Yes, we are way ahead of where we were a year ago. We're off to a relatively good start, especially for Brazil. Argentina is a little bit dry right now, so we need to keep an eye on that. But overall, they're off to a good pace. And I think that's something, if you are a producer and you own beans here, you might keep a very close eye on it. There's like I said, we have seen some demand for beans recently, but the reality is we're way behind where we need to be for bean exports. If they don't really pick up dramatically, the government's going to have to raise our bean ending stock, which will be negative. And if Brazil ends up with a really big bean crop on top of it, that's going to put more pressure on the beans in the springtime. And then on top of that, you look at the fertilizer price. There's no doubt about it. I think you're going to see some lost corn acres shift over to beans just due to disease pressure and these higher fertilizer prices. So I think it's going to be hard stretch to hit 90 million acres of corn, which means you might pick up an extra 3 million acres of beans. So the bean story looks a little bit negative to us. So if you are owner of beans, we're going to encourage you, don't be afraid to hedge them, get them sold. If you want to play the what if, that's where the options are for, in our opinion.
Any advice for farmers before we let you go today?
Well, one thing I just look at right now is when you look at where the prices are, you're looking at March corn, $5.50. You're looking at January beans at $12.39. You're looking at wheat trading $7.50, $10. If you look at the prices, they're some phenomenally good prices. Don't forget to look at your balance sheets as you wrap up harvest, folks. Find out where your break-evens are. Don't be afraid to lock in these margins. If we've learned anything in the last year, year and a half, what we think is going to happen could completely be turned upside down in the blink of an eye. So do not be afraid to lock in margins. If you need any help, call any of the Ag Market team members at 844-424-6758. Or better yet, go to agmarket.net, download our app, and take a look at it, which is there to help you develop a marketing plan.
Again, that was Jim McCormick, branch manager of AgMarket.net. We'll take a look at the futures market up next.
There is no better time than October to celebrate that Iowa is the country's top pork-producing state. That achievement is a testament to the work done by the women and men who work in the industry. In fact, if all the people who worked in pork production were aggregated into one place, those 147,000 people would make up the state's third-largest city. Iowa pig farmers and all the essential workers in the pork industry continue to respond to our uncertain times with resilience and creativity. The Iowa Pork Producers Association is encouraging Iowans to celebrate October Pork Month, or Porktober 21, with great appreciation of not only delicious and nutritious pork, but all the people that are part of this important food system in the state. Learn more about pork and Iowa's pig farmers at www.iowapork.org/Porktober21. There you'll find quick and affordable recipes, videos of Iowans who are part of the industry, as well as information about the sustainability of pork production. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
December corn down 1.5 at 542. November soybeans down 7 at 1231. December Chicago wheat up 0.25 at 753.25. December Kansas City wheat unchanged at 777.25. For the opening markets, I'm Brent Barnett.